2GO News.
Degrees in Woiwoi. Good morning, Maddie Larson with the latest. Starting off with a check on the roads, for those heading north from the Central Coast to Newcastle, there's a bushfire burning near the M1 at Killingworth, and it's causing heavy traffic conditions. Southbound traffic is affected while one northbound lane is closed. Northbound drivers should consider using the Pacific Highway via Swansea.
Started just before 3 o'clock this morning, started on the west side of the freeway. By the time the crews arrived, it had jumped to the east side. They managed to get on top of those spot fires over the east side of the freeway.
RFS spokesperson Vicky Campbell there. Fire crews are in the process of backburning. Motorists are advised to be cautious of smoke in the area. While hazardous winds and a large southerly swell are expected to hit our coastline this afternoon, with waves reaching 6 to 8 metres. The worst of it will be then, but it is likely to stick around until Saturday. Jake Phillips from the Bureau says there is a threat of coastal erosion from the large waves.
So it's going to become very choppy, but there'll be a southerly swell reaching 6 to 8 metres this afternoon. The larger waves are likely to be offshore, but we're still going to see some pretty big swells reaching the coast as well.
The Nature Conservation Council have raised concerns about high sulphur dioxide levels in Waiea. New stats have revealed air pollution levels at the Central Coast suburb exceeded World Health Organization air pollution standards 6 times in 2018. That's a sharp rise from 2016, with levels only exceeded once. Chief Executive Chris Gambian says the state and federal government need to strengthen their air pollution standards to match the World Health Organization, as it is 11 times weaker. And according to the Bureau of Health Information, the Central Coast Health District is performing below the state average when it comes to seeing mental health patients in the emergency department within the recommended time frame. To sport now, Newcastle Knights CEO Phil Gardner says senior players will have input into who's named the next coach of the club. And it seems outgoing mentor Nathan Brown has already had his input.
I believe, and you know, I've said as much to the boss, that a coach that's come from a system that develops players well, that's important for Newcastle because of the junior talent there. So whichever coach comes in, I'm sure he'll have a good skill set in that way, because that suits the Newcastle way.
On Fox there tonight, it's the Eels and Bulldogs to kick off round 23.